Time for a Tennessee football practice report as we get to check in with Eric Kane. What's up, Eric?
Hey, guys, doing well. Tennessee, again, just a couple of days away before taking on Ole Miss Saturday, 7:30, inside Neyland Stadium for what should be a really nice environment. Josh Heupel, he took to the media for the final time prior to kickoff. And the biggest thing coming out of Josh Heupel's press conference earlier today was ask him about the availability of Tyon Evans, running back. And his response, he said early in the week, we didn't really know what his availability would be. As the week has gone on, he's been able to get more work. Ultimately, we make those type of decisions on Friday. If you remember, Josh Heupel earlier in the week said that pretty much everybody that missed last week's game would be back and ready to roll this week. Of course, Tyon Evans got hurt during that game. So looks like Tennessee's getting healthier, but there's still a question mark about its starting running back, Tyon Evans. And obviously Tennessee will need him against Ole Miss to try to be productive. So we'll see if Tyon Evans will be out there. Josh Heupel wouldn't go that far earlier today. But all the video, all the audio from Josh Heupel earlier today, it's up on our website at 99.1thesportsanimal.com.
Ole Miss quarterback Matt Corral had 14 interceptions last year that led the SEC. So far this year, he's got none. What did Josh Heupel say about Matt Corral's improvement?
Yeah, he's been really good this year, and he was really good last year. I mean, obviously he was a standout player, but he had a couple games where he just turned the football over an awful lot. I mean, when it rained, it poured with him, and his response, on Matt Corral and his improvements earlier today, he said, it's year one to year two, and the quarterback in the system is continuing to grow as a decision maker. That's part of it. Said that also it's not just him being in year two of the system, but it's everybody else around him, the offensive line, the wide receivers, the running backs. They've all continued to grow and evolve as an offensive unit. But he said at the end of the day, he's a great playmaker. He does a really good job of taking care of the football. And when you apply pressure to him, you know, a lot of times he's able to evade it and get inside out of the pocket and make something happen. When you let him loose, bad things happen to the defense. So, Matt Corral's a good athlete is essentially what Josh Heupel was saying. And the more that you're, in that system, that brand new system, the better you get when you have that type of talent. And certainly he's turned it up a gear this year compared to last year.
What did Heupel say about Tennessee's defense improving?
They said just getting some, familiarity with the scheme as you continue to go on throughout the year and, tackling and going through it every single day in practice. And saying that the defense is moving the line of scrimmage, moving the pocket, pressuring the quarterback, and, continuing to do the little things that they harp on every single day in practice and buying into the coaching staff, listening to the coaches, and doing a lot of just that type of stuff. And he said that, hey, it's going to be big this week again, going up against the biggest challenge that they're going to go up against all year long and what Ole Miss is and Ole Miss this offense. So they're going to need a lot of players to rotate in and need to stay fresh. But the more they begin to trust players and the more they can begin to play more players, the better off they're going to be. And so he said he's really proud and he's really impressed with the progress that his defense has made to this point in the season halfway through.
Now, Tennessee's defense had trouble dealing with the mobile quarterback Emory Jones at Florida, mobile quarterback Kenny Pickett at Pitt. What did he say about trying to deal with Matt Corral, who also is a very mobile quarterback?
He said it starts with understanding the scheme and, trying to, whether it's a four-man front or a three-man front, you've got to keep your rush integrity. You got to keep your rush lanes whenever you add pressure. He said the growth and the understanding of what they're doing, again, kind of going back to what we talked about last question, will help with that. That's a big part of Ole Miss's game, and it's a big part of what Matt Corral wants to do. I mean, he'll want to throw the football, but he has 8 rushing touchdowns on the season. He's the second leading rusher on the team, so obviously he's made things happen on the field. But you got to be able to push the pocket and understand that you can't just go straight upfield because you're going to allow an avenue for him to duck under and go upfield himself. And so you got to be able to plant your outside foot, hold that integrity on the edge, and then force everything back inside to try to push him back into the help where your other teammates are. So, again, it's just a better understanding of the defense, and the more you play, the better the defense gets, and that as well is kind of what Josh Heupel was saying.
And finally, what did Heupel say about Ole Miss's defense?
Yeah, Ole Miss is even. He said that they're doing a good job of, they don't give up a lot of plays over the top, He said that you know, they've given up some yards and some touchdowns, especially last week against Arkansas. But the season goes on, the more and more they play together, the better they're getting and trying to create turnovers. And he said they're coached very well. They got a good linebacker in the middle and Chance Campbell, and they got experienced guys on the edges. They've got they're big up front and hard to move. And basically, he said that you know kind of what Tennessee's going to be trying to do: keep everything in front of them, bottle it up, and force everything inside. And he said that Ole Miss's defense has done a nice job with that as the season has gone along. But nonetheless, it's going to be a challenge regardless for Tennessee offensively and defensively, and Josh Heupel knows that. He stressed that to his team on Saturday as they try to continue on the winning ways in SEC play. That'll do it here for today's UT Football Practice Report. It's brought to you by Pools by Heritage. You can beat the spring rush. Get your pool started now. From design to construction to maintenance, one call can do it all. Call Pools by Heritage at 947-7527.
Eric, sure do appreciate it. Thank you very much. Have a great game tonight in terms of your involvement with Rivalry Thursday and a fantastic show in the morning, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Eric Kane with the Tennessee Football Practice Report.